This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.
And now, live in studio, he's a San Diego native, an Aztec alum, and now lives, works, and plays in America's finest city. He's crushing the real estate market and here to help you with the real, the reliable, and results-based advice. Your host, Carlos Gutierrez.
All right, San Diego, welcome. It's Carlos Gutierrez here to the truth about San Diego and San Diego real estate. Wow, what a great day. A little overcast, but not too bad. We'll take it. It's another beautiful day in paradise, I always say. Would you agree, Kathleen?
I would definitely agree. The most wonderful place to live in the world, and I've lived here for 30 years, and it's every year's better.
Yeah, I agree. Now, that's my special guest in studio tonight, Dr. Kathleen Edwards. Dr. Kathleen Edwards has been in San Diego how many years now?
30 years.
30 years, wow. Now, how long have you been teaching?
Well, that's a little private. No, I have been in education for now 40 years. So Doing a variety of things, teaching, being an administrator, being a consultant, being an advocate, lots of roles.
Wow. I definitely commend you for that. I appreciate that. I started my career in education. My first job was not in juvenile hall, but I worked at juvenile hall. You know, my dad was a cop, and I got that opportunity to work as a teacher's aide in the juvenile hall school system, which was Office of Education. Sarah Anthony School is pretty incredible experience, and I definitely commend you in regards to what you do and are doing. And we bring this up because education has a big, big role in home property values in different communities and such. So it's one of the things we want to bring Dr. Edwards here and talk to us, the listeners, and myself, because I'm going to learn a lot here about what this has to do with values. And, you know, we're helping a client right now that's moving from a beautiful multi-million dollar home to another area, to another multi-million dollar home, because he doesn't want to really put his kids through private school. He wants to put them through public school, and I commend him for that. And one of those things said is going to a different school with less amount of kids in a classroom, about 20.
Not unusual. It's very interesting that people will actually pick up and move their entire family across town, across county, for the benefit of a school.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
So, you know, we're going to get right into it. You know, is the research about the value added to a home with good local schools, how is that?
Well, Brookings Institute, that does a lot of research, as you know, estimates that a good school district can add about $200,000 to the price of a home. And I read some other research that said that over the lifetime of living in a home, it can be much, much greater than that, actually, depending on the locale you're in and where you are. And, you know, it's also interesting that people, even people who don't have kids, are very concerned about this issue when they buy a home. And people with kids, two-thirds of them use it as one of the top two major reasons to buy or not buy a home.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. And that's what I get a lot of, you know, dealing with people in that higher end. They always ask about the schools.
Yeah.
And they always want to know, the public and then the private, but they prefer to put them in public school. So, you know, we're talking about San Diego, we're talking about On the Truth here. You can check out my website at carlosgsd.com. You can always catch me on Twitter at carlosgnonstop and carlosnonstop on Instagram. And if you definitely have any questions, you could text me at 858-864-8741. I've got my good friend Kimber on the line right now, and Kimber is with DNS Termite and Pest. And we really talk about this right now because it's summertime and there's a lot of transactions going on, and there's a lot of different pests that are out now. Is that it's starting to get hotter. We are in San Diego. It's been a little overcast. It's probably June gloom going into that July. I don't know. What do we call that, David?
I would go with June gloom.
Going into July.
July cry.
Hey, you know, we still have better weather than anywhere else in the planet. So, Kimber, are you online with us?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me, Carlos.
Oh, well, thank you. And a brand new sponsor of the Carlos Quintero Show. We are very, very happy for DNS, Termite and Pest Control. Tell us what's going on out in the market. I mean, you guys are all over town. We had lunch today. We were talking about how their business is and what's going on. And I was like fascinated. And I want to get more out here for our listeners to really tell us what's going on in the marketplace, because this has a big thing to do with the value of the home and how well you upkeep it. And here in San Diego and Southern California, we have a lot of homes that are made out of wood, and that's main enemy is what, termites, right, Kimber?
You got it. Bottom line is, if you live here in Southern California, your home will get termites. They love this climate and our homes as much as we do. The only difference is they don't pay the mortgage, but you are assured.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, pay my mortgage.
Definitely, maintenance is a big thing with termites. The paint job, stucco job, keeping maintenance on the roof shingles, everything plays a part. The way that you have things stored around your home, you don't want to keep clutter around the exterior. Firewood, that draws beetles, pests and things. So maintenance is a very, very big key in keeping your home pest-free.
Well, that's great. Now tell us, what are the top three things going on right now in San Diego with your business? What are you guys seeing the most? Because you have, how many employees do you have out on the field every single day?
We've got 32 employees right now that are out in the field working it every day between termite, pest control, our wood repair. You know, the termites eat up that wood, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of damage that needs to be repaired. So we do all of that as well.
Yeah, and they do all my work. All the listeners right now, they do all of my work for all of my clients, and I get nothing but raving reviews. So definitely hats off to DNS, and they go above and beyond. So if you ever need anything, pest control, you definitely got to call DNS. But go ahead. You were going into that before I interrupted you. Top three things.
Right now, we are coming into summer, which is the big bug season. So very soon, we're going to be having lots of ants looking for cool water sources, things like that. Ants are a big thing. Fleas have kind of made a comeback over the last year, and with summer, the heat brings those out and popping as well. The third thing that is coming out with this warmth is bed bugs. They lay dormant during the winter and cold months, but once it heats up, the bed bugs start to pop in, and it's also travel season. Wow. So they have lots of good hosts that they can hitchhike home with.
Well, hey, tell the listeners out there, how can they maybe remedy this on their own before they have to call DNS? And if they do, you want to definitely call DNS.
Absolutely. Well, with bed bugs particularly, you need to just be very, very cautious. Inspect when you're checking into hotels. Be cautious with sitting on upholstered furniture in doctor's offices, places like that. They have made a big comeback here in the U.S., and right now is when they are popping. Cleanliness is not a bed bug thing, but with other pests, it's a big role that is played when it comes to cleanliness. You need to keep things clean so that there aren't attractants for the pests.
So you were talking about, you know, clean up after yourself when you're in the kitchen and things like that, right?
Absolutely. Trash, yard debris, that's a big thing. Letting the weeds get overgrown, things like that play a big role in being an attractant for the pests, the rodents, and things of that nature.
And then ants, what's a big one? How do you deter ants besides picking up and cleaning out?
Well, that's really about it. Without professional help, you can deter the ants and chase them to other areas. But unless you actually eliminate the entire colony, you're going to continue having problems. We have a great product that does kill off the entire colony. It takes about 5 days to work, but then at my home, I didn't have a single ant for 7 years when I did my treatment. So it's a very good product to get rid of all those ants for you.
Well, that's great. Now, here, tell me, because I don't know, and you guys are already doing maintenance at one of my properties right now, and then once I get my house done, then you'll definitely do it there. What's the average investment for a homeowner to have you guys come out at least once or twice a month to do maintenance, repetitious maintenance on the home, so you don't have to worry about any of the rodents, ants, pests, termites, or anything like that?
You got it. It's based on square footage as well as location and what we're up against. Some homes have real problems with rodents that we really need to be there on a weekly basis to take care of them until they get to a controlled point. Mm-hmm. But on a monthly basis for all your general pests and rodents, anywhere from $40 to $70 a month. If you don't have rodent problems, then on a residential home, a quarterly pest control service is generally sufficient, where we come out every 3 months, take care of the incoming pest of the season, and that keeps you good all year long. And that generally is somewhere between about $75 and $100, again, depending on size.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, you know, you can always catch Kimber and her team at www.877killants.com. That's 877killants.com. And if you want to call them, you can go to 619-462-5577. And you will be able to catch them on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. What's their handles now on that, DNS?
We're working on that right now.
Yeah, that's
good. And you can catch them on our website tomorrow.
Yeah, great. Well, that's awesome. Now, hey, Kimber, leave us with something here that would be a great tip for our listeners right now that we are in July. Property values, you know, the average price of a home is around $505,000 to $510,000. What should they be doing? What's something you can really give our listeners out there in San Diego?
What they really should be doing as far as termites go is have a thorough inspection done every year. I'd have a maintenance program where any new infestations are caught in the very beginning, treated locally, so that they don't get into eating your house from inside out.
And you were telling us about this thing. They're like little fires all throughout your house, and you have no idea, right?
Exactly. That's it. Termites actually cause more damage per year than all fires and natural disasters combined. So I kind of think of it like little tiny fires going off inside your walls. You can't see them or smell them, but certainly you want to extinguish them.
Oh, that's very, very true. Well, now that's Kimber at DNS Termite. You can catch her at 619-462-5577 or see them on my website at carlosgsd.com. One of our proud sponsors. We really appreciate DNS Termite. Thank you so much, Kimber, and we will definitely see you very, very soon.
Very soon. Thank you, Carlos. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you, Kimber. Bye-bye. And well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be back here with Dr. Kathleen Edwards, and we have the rock star Jeanette Lizarraga talking about what is going on right now with lending. We've got some great news, so we'll catch you here in 2 minutes.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Previews International in San Diego. And I wanted to share some great information with a good friend of mine that stages, designs homes, and can help you whether you're thinking of living in your home for the next 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, or you're thinking of getting the home staged to get the top dollar for your home. You definitely want to talk to my good friend, Carol Kaplan. Her website is carolkaplan.com. That's carolkaplan.com. Everything creative. Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Previews International. You know, I wanted to share another great resource, and it's all around money. If you're ever looking to refinance or get a new loan if you're looking to buy a home, you definitely want to go through my good friend, Jeanette Lizarraga. She's with the company FirstChoice.com. That's FirstChoice.com and Jeanette Lizarraga. She can help you with everything and anything that you need revolving around money. She can help you. That's Jeanette Lizarraga at FirstChoice.com. Hi,
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent. I've got a very good friend, Nigel Mallett. He's a top producer with Farmers Insurance Group. You know, you think of what you need to insure. You need to insure your car. You need to insure your home. Anything that's worth anything, you definitely need to have insurance. And if you want to work with someone that's friendly, knowledgeable, and gets you what exactly you need to work with my friend, Nigel. Nigel works for a company that operates in over 41 states here across the country and has over 20,000 employees and been in business over 80 years here in the United States. So it's Nigel Mallett, anything and everything insurance. His website is farmersagent.com/ N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A-L-L-E-T.
Saying, I don't know, is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know what? It's Jeanette Lizarraga with AmeriFirst. Not sure how that got in there, but it's AmeriFirst.com. You can catch Jeanette, and she's on our website, 619-246-8946. And we have the beautiful rock star on the line. Jeanette, how are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
You got it, you got it. So what's going on in the market right now? We got some great news, right?
You know, yeah, we keep getting all these changes. We get a market update that, wow, the market got better. We gained some good pricing. And then a few hours later, oh, wait, the bond market got, you know, stock market got well. And now the rates went up a little bit. So it's just kind of a
roller coaster
right now. Total roller coaster.
Hey, the rates are still good compared to sometimes, what, back in the decades when you probably bought your home, right, Kathleen?
I think when I bought my first home, it was 18.5%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And what are we at right now, Jeanette, on a 30-year fixed?
I know, we're complaining about 4%. Yeah, we're like at 4% right now, which is
nothing.
Really good.
It's nothing. Believe me.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hey, give us some good news, Jeanette.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, the programs are still out there. There's plenty of money. There's plenty of programs out there. I see more and more portfolio products that are not your regular Fannie and Freddie products. They're a little more creative, whether it's a bank statement program or, it's amazing the amount of things that are out there now for just different types of buyers now.
Yeah, I was just came from a fundraiser. I was just running really late. We just came from a fundraiser for Kevin Faulkner, and we were just talking with him, and he was asking me, like, hey, how's the market? What's going on in San Diego? I mean, we know that all the economic indicators are pointing to a positive role, and things are going here good in San Diego. And we started talking. We had another guy that's a lender there also, just talking about, like, God, all the different programs. I mean, the economy's definitely picked up where the banks are feeling a little bit more secure on lending, and they're loosening up a little bit more. So that's, you know, it's good to hear those other lenders talking about it as well.
Yeah, and I mean, values have gone up. I mean, I'm doing refinances for, you know, customers that bought their house a year ago, year and a half ago, and it's amazing the amount of equity that they have now. I mean, they're able to drop that PMI insurance and save a good amount of money.
Yeah, so we're seeing that. So for the listeners out there, that PMI has got that that mortgage insurance. So if you wanted to get one of those FHAs or those low interest rates or low downs, right, Jeanette?
It's actually anything under 20% down will have some sort of mortgage insurance. Now, the more you put down, the less the cost of the mortgage insurance is. But generally, it's for the majority of the programs, if you're putting less than 20% down, you'll have some kind of a PMI.
So the people that are out there listening, if their interest rate and they have decent credit and they have a decent job, I mean, and they're over 5%, they should be calling you now to probably take a look into the opportunity to maybe refinance right now. Would you suggest that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of people that even have a lot of people that came in with, even on a conventional loan with 5% down, where even, you know, if they bought it maybe a year ago, they'll definitely have gained at least 5% equity. So even if they only have 10% equity in the property, I mean, we can maybe split it up and do a first and second and avoid that mortgage insurance. So, I mean, there's definitely ways around getting rid of that to save them some money. I mean, it's mortgage insurance is not tax deductible also. So that's another benefit of getting it off. And
well, I know it helped me. Definitely, you helped me refinance about a year and a half ago. My interest rates were, Jesus, I don't know, sixes, and I got to refinance and drop that PMI. It saved me at least $700 a month. I mean, you multiply that over the year.
Especially on FHA programs. I mean, FHA is a great program for, you know, buyers to get in with little money down.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, the mortgage insurance cost was a lot higher. Last October, it dropped significantly. So even a lot of those clients where, you know, if you went into an FHA loan before October, chances are your PMI is way higher than what it is now. So that's another option to do is just refinance them to lower that PMI. I mean, that'll alone save them a few $100 just doing that.
That's great.
Well, have no equity.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. You know, I was talking to Jeanette today and to a really good friend of mine that is a pretty high net worth investor here in San Diego. And the reason I share this with the listeners because he's going, I've got this friend that's in Brentwood and, you know, he owns all these businesses and, you know, he's not showing a lot of income and this and that. And I'm like, hey, you definitely need to refer him to Jeanette. So I shot him your email today and he's like, okay, great. You know, cause he's getting all this fluff from all these other lenders. And I'm like, you know, Jeanette's helping multi-million dollar buyers that have all their money at Wells or some other big bank and they're not lending on it. And so Jeanette does loans all over the country, correct? All 50 states?
Not all 50 states, but we have quite a few states we can do.
Okay, that's great. More than 25, right?
Yeah.
And nevertheless, and then she's helping everybody from $200,000 to $300,000 loans as well. So if you definitely need a good lender, you want to talk to Jeanette. So that's the thing. So you definitely want to give her, check her out on my website at carlosgsd.com, or you can see her, or you can text her at 619-246-8946. Jeanette Lizarraga with AmeriFirst. So Jeanette, can you leave us with our listeners with some good info out there right now that's going on in the marketplace that they're looking to buy or maybe refinance their home or maybe one of their friends or family are?
You know, I always say just get a little update on where you're at, whether you're looking to buy or refinance, because a lot of times it takes time. I mean, if you're looking to purchase, maybe you're not ready right now. You want to know what steps to take to get to that place. I mean, I have a lot of people that are self-employed. And, you know, a lot of people deduct everything on their taxes. Well, if they go to purchase a home, you know, they're not going to have very much income. So, you know, before you file your taxes, you want to know, okay, well, how much can I deduct to be able to get into this house that I want to buy? And, you know, a lot of those things, you want to be proactive and just kind of get all the information up front to see where you're at and where you need to go.
Yeah. And that we call that a mortgage checkup.
That's right.
Get a mortgage checkup because you never know what comes up. You know, I still have mail going to my dad's house and he's all like, you're getting this bill from DirecTV, you know, and that was on my thing like 10 years ago. And Jeanette helped me with, you know, cleaning up my credit a while ago. And you have to just fight those things and get them off. And if you're going for a loan and you do not do your mortgage checkup right now and know what it looks like, what your credit looks like, it could hurt you down the road when you find that rat house and you're ready to go. So Jeanette's definitely helping a lot of people right now. Check your credit. You can go to creditkarma.com or you could check out Jeanette Lizarraga at carlosgsd.com as well. Get a mortgage checkup. It's super easy. How long does it take? Maybe 5-10 minutes, Jeanette?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and even... like, for example, things like a lot of people will kind of dispute accounts if they, you know, want to try to get them removed. Well, when you go to purchase a home, you know, you're not allowed to have any disputes. Things like that you need to be aware of because sometimes these disputes can take weeks to come off and you can't close without that. So, and like little things like that you want to make sure ahead of time because your FICO might be 750, 800 doesn't mean there's, you know, things that we might need to do before we close on the credit side.
Right. You know, Jeanette, we've got a family friend who has a young person who just got out of college a couple of years ago, wanted to buy a condo in this inexpensive market, low interest rates, but missed a couple college loan payments, and that can really, really goof up your credit rating.
Yeah. I see that so often where, you know, it's supposed to be deferred. They don't defer it.
Yep.
And sometimes to get them to actually correct it, that's a whole other
yeah, good luck with that one. Yeah, definitely.
To get them because they kind of say, well, you know, maybe we'll get it down. And the bureaus will only take it off if they have something in writing, which is like pulling teeth to try to get something in writing from a creditor.
Yeah, big time. Well, hey, Jeanette, we appreciate you. That's a rock star lender from AmeriFirst. It's Jeanette Lizarraga. You can catch her on my website, carlosgsd.com, or you can text her. No obligation. Get your credit checkup, 619-246-8946. It's Carlos Gutierrez here telling the truth here in San Diego about everything real estate. We're going to catch you right after this quick commercial break. Thank you, San Diego.
AM 1170, The Answer. Everywhere you go on iHeartRadio.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez here, professional real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Previews International. I wanted to share some news about a very good friend of mine and business associate who I refer all my friends and clients to. Her name is Carol Kaplan. She's a designer, stager of homes that are lived in or homes that are being sold. Or if you actually want to stay in a home that you want to beautify and maybe using some of your own furniture. Her name is Carol Kaplan, everything creative, design, and staging. So if you're ever thinking of upgrading your home, the interior, whatever it may be, look her up. CarolKaplan.com.
I feel the need.
The need for a new gun?
Maybe even a new-to-me used gun. We just got in a really nice Springfield the other day and...
Hold it, Ron. Just exactly how do you plan to fit this really nice Springfield into the budget, huh?
Cindy, you're gonna love this.
I'm waiting.
I'm going to finance it. At the Elkhorn Gun Exchange, I can do up to 12 months and take it home as soon as California's unconstitutional waiting period is over.
So you get the gun now and spread the payments over 12 months?
Yep.
But there's hardly any room. You already filled up your safe.
No. No problemo. I can finance a bigger safe along with a new gun.
A new gun and a new bigger champion safe? You know, I can think of a couple guns I'd like to lock up in my champion safe. A certain Springfield comes to mind.
Only at the El Cajon Gun Exchange. Call 619-579-5152. That's 579-5152. We're on the web at elcajongun.com. So I had a good idea, right, Cindy?
I was just thinking how absolutely fortunate I am to have such a wise friend as you.
Okay, that's like sarcasm, right?
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez with Coldwell Banker Previews International here in San Diego. And I wanted to share that Coldwell Banker Previews International is the most trusted company in the world when it comes to handling the sale or purchase of real estate. The reach here at Coldwell Banker Previews International on the internet is the most comprehensive internet marketing initiative ever created for exposing homes to the worldwide buyer and also sellers. So if you're thinking of buying or selling real estate anywhere, check us out, coldwellbanker.com.
AM 1170, theanswer.com. Hear us anywhere in San Diego and the world. AM 1170, The Answer.
Turn it up, San Diego. All right, I love this song. Tom Petty, rock. Right here on The Truth, 1170 AM. It's Carlos Gutierrez and The Truth of San Diego, talking everything real estate here. You know, I just came from that fundraiser with Kevin Faulkner right there in at a friend of mine's house. And he was talking about, like, all the eyeballs are going to be on San Diego this weekend and for next week as well. I was just telling Kathleen and producer Dave here, you know, we've got OTL, huge event. You ever been?
Nope.
It's a pretty crazy event. Definitely. You're probably too young, but not. Great, great event. Lots of skin and lots of drinking beers and hopefully a lot of sun. We'll see. And some great over the line. If you've never seen it, it's a great event. Definitely. That's going to be down at Fiesta.
My favorite is always the team names.
Oh, my God. Isn't that the truth? Some good ones. And I don't think we could say any of them here.
No,
probably.
I don't think so.
No, don't say yeah.
it. You know, ESPN wanted to cover that many years ago, but they didn't want to drop the names. Right. They're saying, no, forget you. So, you know, and then we have Comic-Con. So, you know, we talk about everything going on in San Diego, and it's one of the things that we live in the best place in the world, and we talk about all these amazing events that go on, and you can actually go outside without breaking a sweat, you know? I guess my brother-in-law just landed in Philadelphia, and he's at like 88 degrees and 88 degrees humidity. I'm like, yeah, don't go outside. And then we have Pride Weekend next week, so it's going to be pretty interesting, and all these things provide eyeballs, millions and millions of eyeballs of seeing how beautiful San Diego is and seeing what a great city it is. And that's why more people start coming in. And Kevin went on to talk about that all the businesses that are coming here and that want to come and start businesses. And he's talking number one in the world as a number one startup business or startup for startup businesses. And just talking about how proactive he is. And I really love to hear that. And their plan in the 5 years, but he said behind the scenes, really, because he likes to underpromise and overdeliver. And Kevin, I'm ratting you out right now that, you know, they're going to repair over 1,000 miles of highway, roads. He said roads, not highway, but roads. And a 3-year plan, which is awesome. And I'm definitely behind him. You know, I'm not a big politician, but Kevin, he's an Aztec, true and true. He was the student body president when I was Monty Montezuma back at SDSU. And I definitely admire him. And he's hitting a lot of those big deals, you know, the Chargers and this and that, you know. And hey, take a look at Petco. That worked out.
Yeah.
If there's a way, but you got to have that willing partner to negotiate with, and just can't, like, you know, have somebody that's not going to willing to negotiate with you. So definitely he wants to see a stadium here in San Diego.
And the people have to want it too, because the UT just did a poll and 60% of San Diego rather have Comic-Con than the Chargers.
Oh, wow.
Come on, people.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I mean, Comic-Con brings in millions and millions, and, you know, it's a pretty big deal. But that, we had Scott Kaplan on a while ago, one of our first shows, talking about the value of that land down there in Mission Valley, what they could actually do to that. And it would be amazing to see that happen down there, because, you know, ultimately Mission Valley, Fashion Valley, that whole area is just going to boom because they're adding about 11,000 more people down there through units. They're going to be building there on the Town and Country property. There's a proposal there where the Riverwalk Golf Course is.
That's gone, right?
There's a lot happening in San Diego, and that's why we wanted to talk about the tips and ideas and suggestions how the San Diegans now can benefit here in San Diego in real estate. And we have Dr. Kathleen Edward here talking about schools and talking about the importance of education. Because, you know, most people, they buy for family. They have that home that's that base and safety. So getting into that, we were just talking about some stuff. Do all kids or even all your own kids need the same things in a school, doctor?
You know, I think that is such an important point, because we all know that every one of our kids, whether you have, you know, 2 kids or 10 kids, are individuals and have their own strengths and their own challenges. And, you know, I have a very close friend who has 3 kids, one who attended public school and was a rock star in public school, mm-hmm. one who attended a private parochial institution and was mm-hmm. a rock star there, and now their 3rd child is attending a small, little tiny private school. So, you know, and my friend is a teacher, so, you know, oh, wow. We've had many discussions about what do you do? You know, what do you do about this? What do you do about that? And I think you've always got to go to your kids and to the rest of your family with the concept of, we are going to find the best school for you. And that may or may not be the home school in your district.
Right. And really, it's, I think, having an active parent role with the teachers, with
yes.
the VP, with the principal,
yes.
and making sure that you're being proactive. Just because yes. you drop them off and send them there, that doesn't yeah. mean they're going to always let you know.
Yeah, you can't just do the hit and run, you know, when there's a problem. You have to be there, be supportive, be proactive. If you feel a problem coming, you've got to go in and talk to somebody about it, you know, so they know who you are, know what you're like to deal with. And if there is an issue, they can call you and know you're going to come in and work through the problem with them.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, and I saw it when I was very young, and I saw it from that side at Juvenile Hall, and you'd see all the parents coming in.
You need to clarify that you were not in. You had
Thank
the
you
keys,
very much.
Carlos. You had a set of keys.
I did, and you know what? I lost them one time.
Oh, Lord.
I was very active, you know. I was very active.
You were not popular.
Oh, God. Well, you know, one of the things, I knew that I had them. Before I wrestled one of the kids there, they'd have PE, and it was the maximum security unit. So, you know, they've got four guards there and two teachers, and I'm the teacher's aide, and we were rolling around on the mat, you know, and it was wrestling, and it was a good kid that I was wrestling, but he was going for life. He was going to California up in Norwalk, and which was the next step for murder, you know, and he was going for life. But he was a good kid. I had a really good combination with him. And next thing you know, like, he got him off my belt. So now we were wrestling around. I didn't realize I didn't take it off. So next thing you know, yeah, to say the least. Thank you, Todd. Yes, it was pretty crazy. But I saw that from the inside and seeing, like, the parents. And it really started with the parents because I wanted to know more. And it was really...
And, you know, these young men and women don't get in trouble in isolation. I know we read a lot of horror stories in the news about this, that happened. But when you really break down the story of these kids, you're kind of like saying, oh, maybe when they were three, maybe when they were five, maybe when they were seven, there are a lot of golden opportunities that were missed. And it is the responsibility of the parent to know and to move forward and to be active. Yes, they have to partner with the school, but, you know, I don't think there would be a single parent in any of these horrible incidents that happen in school that who would, if they were being honest, would say, I had no idea. They had an idea.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's really just being proactive on the parent's side. And, you know, and I understand, you know, you got two working parents, or you have a lot of single moms. There are parents and single dads.
And grandparents raising kids.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We have a friend of ours doing that right now, and that seems like a lot of work. Wait a second, I already did my work. I had you, raise you. Oh, God. I saw the funniest thing today when you talk about that, you know, talking about parents and stuff. It was basically my friend Jerry posted it on his wall and basically on Facebook, and he was saying, you know, hey, don't give me any crap because I ask you to help me with my computer. Right. I taught you how to use a spoon.
Right. I changed your diapers, buddy, right?
Well, the one with the spoon was hilarious. I was like, wow.
That was a good one.
That was a good one, definitely. Well, you know, we're talking everything real estate, but we're having a little bit more fun here. So, Kathleen, what's your personal and or professional experience dealing with school considerations for real estate investments here in San Diego?
You know, it's interesting. I have actually worked with people from out of country who come to San Diego wanting to invest. But their first question, of course, is, what do I do about my kids? Their age is X, Y, and Z, and they need this kind of the, you know, so I've dealt with that. I have dealt with people coming from other parts of the country with the same questions and, you know, job transfers, whatever. And it's an important point. I mean, it really is a consideration about where you live. I've had people move here from other parts of the country because they've heard about a really good school district. But then the question becomes, you know, I've got kids of three different ages, so where should they go? From a personal stance, I think the questions arise even at the preschool level. Then there's another level of questions at elementary, and then the whole nother one at middle and secondary. And then there's another set of questions you need to consider if you have a young person who's going to stay here in San Diego and go to college. There's some real estate questions about that. So it kind of does go hand in glove with investing. I mean, it's a huge investment when you buy a home here, but what better gift to give your kids besides the love and security? You have to give them that good education, mm-hmm. or they don't have the tools to progress.
Exactly.
So you got to do it. Yeah. Got to do the work.
Jeanette, you deal with a lot of people, don't you, that are buying homes for their kids and things like that?
Things that they look at is the school district, you know, to buy. I mean, I do a lot of, you know, a lot of families that are, you know, move. I have a family that just moved from the East Coast, and, you know, that one of the big things was, okay, where are the schools? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was their deciding factor on where to move.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a big deal.
Well, and then you throw in a complication, like if you have a child with special needs, that's a whole nother layer of complication that works in and, also can determine where you might want to send your child to school, you know, either public or private. So I work a lot with disabled kids and their families, and that's a huge consideration for some families.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, definitely. Now, should you rule out in a neighborhood based solely on the local schools?
You know, I think 10 years ago, I would have answered that question differently.
Interesting. But, what changed?
Well, a lot of things have changed. I mean, I live in the San Diego Unified District, and I know a lot about the San Diego Unified District, and I feel so much more comfortable with Cindy Martin at the helm of that district and some of the moves that have been made in the last few years to improve education in the San Diego Unified Schools. There is a program called Choice. So let's say you are in an area of town and you look at your local high school and you say, I am not comfortable with that high school. I'm not comfortable with the value structure, the social structure of the kids and families who are going there. Is there something else I can do? Through the Choice program, if that particular school, which would be your home school, is a failing school, meaning they're not meeting their standards, their federally based standards, you have the right to request a move to a different school.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So if you wanted to go to Point Loma, La Jolla High, University High, you know, High, if you wanted to transfer there and your home school is a failing school, you do have the right to petition to go to a different school. So that's a really a gift.
That is.
Also, a lot of families choose the parochial option. And, you know, back in the day, my family's Catholic and parochial school meant only Catholic schools. But now there are many types of Catholic schools. There are Lutheran schools and Christian schools, and the Jewish Academy is a great school. And of course, the parochial school, the Catholic schools. But and the cost structure is typically much, much lower than it would be in a private school, probably $7,000.
Wow.
Compared to the private schools, the La Jolla Country Days or the Bishops, they're
$30,000.
Yeah, plus.
Yeah. And that's just for 1 through 12, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Crazy.
That's just one.
That's college. That's college education. But you know, they come out and they're. You just think about the connections that those kids have and that opportunity that they have, and it's pretty amazing.
They're ready to go.
No, that's very very lucky. We'll just say that.
Well, it is. But I think something people need to remember is that we pay a lot of money in taxes.
Oh yeah.
For our public schools.
Oh God, look at that.
Shuns on tax.
A lot
more
of money.
Than that.
So if you can optimize your right to attend a public school, I think you should go for that. I think families need to remember that if you're applying for college, you probably have a better chance of getting into a really high-tier college if you go to a public school than you do if you're in a private school where everybody's kind of really, really smart.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Well, that's Dr. Kathleen Edwards and Jeanette Lizarraga online right now. We're going to cut to a break real quick. Please stay on with us. It's Carlos Gutierrez telling the truth of San Diego and San Diego real estate.
AM 1170, The Answer.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, professional real estate agent here with Coldwell Banker Previews International. I wanted to share something with all the listeners out here in San Diego. If you're thinking of fixing your home up, whether you're thinking of maybe putting new flowers out or putting that new turf so you don't have to waste water on your lawn, or you need a plumber, electrician, whatever you need for your home, check me out on my website. It's carlosgsd.com. Again, carlosgsd.com for anything and everything real estate related here in San Diego.
AM 1170 The Answer now has your answers for professional services you can trust.
Introducing the Pro Center, where you can connect with the AM 1170 The Answer community for services like
new windows, artificial turf and pavers, going solar, and more.
You'll find quality providers like American Vision Windows, revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows, California's number one window replacement company.
For more answers, click on the Pro Center link at am1170theanswer.com.
Hi, this is Carlos Gutierrez, your trusted real estate professional here with Coldwell Banker Previews in San Diego. I wanted to share a very good friend of mine. His name is Nigel Mallett. He works for Farmers Insurance. Farmers Insurance has been in business for over 80 years here, and they have a wide range of other insurance and financial services beside home, auto, businesses, a wide range of insurance policies. If you need anything insured and you want somebody that's trusted, somebody that's going to get the job done for you, you definitely want to check out my good friend, Nigel
Nigel Mallett. His website is farmersagent.com/N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A-L-L-E-T. That's farmersagent.com/N as in Nancy, M-A-L-L-E-T. That's Nigel Mallett. His website is farmersagent.com/N Mallett. That's farmersagent.com/N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A-L-L-E-T.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. AM 1170, The Answer.
I'm ready.
Wow, man, playing a lot of 80s. Little ZZ Top here, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Hey, we're in San Diego right now talking the truth about San Diego and San Diego real estate and education and how that affects the values of homes and where families may move in San Diego. And, you know, Dr. Edward was basically, you know, just making a comment. I'm like, I'm learning that. Yes, honey. But yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She could talk anything about education. I get it. And I remember that, you know, you always got to obey the police, your parents, and your teachers.
Teachers, number one.
Yes. We'll put in that. Well, God, really. But then we'll go from there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we were just talking about the values of homes and values and what's going on in lending with Jeanette Lizarraga, the rock star from AmeriFirst. But we're talking about really the best schools in San Diego, the best districts in San Diego. And, you know, this is for the listeners, really, and not saying everybody's going to pick up and leave, but they might be in that district. You never know. So where do we start?
Well, again, I think you have to go back to who your child is and what they need. I mean, let's talk about San Diego Unified. Look at the diversity there is within just the San Diego Unified District. You have extremely wealthy people, and you have people who are economically very, very challenged. You have some schools in San Diego Unified that house kids who speak 37 different languages.
Wow.
And that presents a lot of challenges to teachers, to everyone. They're coming in with different cultural values. So I think you can't just say a district is great or a district is not so great. You have to look at the schools within the district. If you look at San Diego Unified District and you're interested in creative arts, there's Creative Arts School, which is fabulous. If you're interested in academics, the sciences, you could look at La Jolla High School, great program. If you also Point Loma has a good program, great sports programs, University High School is also a very good high school. And people really, again, these are the schools people choice into. They look at their home high school and say, not so much, and want to make a change, and so they petition to get into those schools. So, you know, that's a consideration. But outside of San Diego Unified, which is huge, look at other districts. I think the chatter mostly is about the Poway District.
All the time. The Titans.
Huge, because they've been around a long time, but the growth up there has just been phenomenal with the whole Del Sur, that whole area.
Whole corridor going up to 56, yeah.
Wow. They have schools up there that are really cutting edge in terms of best practice, which is research-based education. They have high schools up there. They have elementary schools.
We're just talking public, right?
Just public. Yeah. These are the public schools, only public schools.
Okay.
They also have some middle schools that are, you know, older and not quite as up-to-date. But every district is a little different, so you have to just shop around. But I think if you go to an area like that where there's so many new homes, you're going to find some really great schools with some very young, energetic teachers who know best practice. The other districts that are great, Del Mar has a very good elementary district. They don't have a secondary district. San Dieguito is the high school district for Rancho Santa Fe and for Del Mar. Really good high schools, middle schools. Mm-hmm. Rancho Santa Fe has an elementary district. That goes through eighth grade at this point, and they are amazing. They are as good as or better than most of the public schools I've been to.
That's where our client's moving to for specific reason. Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, you know,
good move.
And it adds value to the home, like you said. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things.
I mean, that's a school district you can go into the school. I mean, even I, who have only had a few kids represented there, you know the principal, you know the assistant principal, you know the counselors, you know the psychologist, you know, and everybody has a relationship there.
Yes.
That's the importance, is the relationship.
Everybody knows everybody.
And there's a huge support base for the school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can't go wrong. So, you know, I think every district up Solana Beach has a good elementary district. All up and down the coast, pretty good, you know.
Well, you know, we're pretty blessed living in San Diego. We have so much diversity here, and we're talking about it. We had Shelley Zimmerman in here and talking about the University Heights area.
Yes.
And talking about how many different languages are spoken within that area. And I don't recall the exact number, but I mean, it was like dozens, like three dozen at least.
It is
minimum.
It's 36, 37, 40 languages.
Yeah. And, and that's, it's just amazing. And for the SDPD and the way that they have to acclimate to that. And
but you know, they have done such a fabulous job. I mean, I really appreciate Shelley Zimmerman and her increased approach to community policing, because that's what it's about. If you're not on the street, and you don't know who you're policing, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. And people can't feel safe if they don't know the police who they're working with. So it's a really key issue.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, we're talking about the values through schools, but also through safety and crime. And when you really look at it, listeners out there, if you see something, call it in.
Report it.
That's it. You know, they get 1.2 million calls into the call center. Is that right, Dave?
Yep, around there.
A year. And I mean, that's like, you know, 100,000 calls a month. And I was trying to break down the math that time. It took me a little bit.
You got it, though.
So 250,000 calls a week. It's insane. And I've had the opportunity to stand in and sit in on that, the calls in and the calls out and dispatching. And it was like, oh, my goodness. And I mean, just huge, massive room, probably the size of this whole floor of this building. It was incredibly just efficient. I just could not believe it.
I'm a member of a volunteer organization called the Juvenile Justice Commission, and we inspect all of the holding facilities that the sheriffs and police departments have in the whole county. So we're in every police station or sheriff's department that has detained a minor in the past year. It is amazing the level of dedication and work that happens there in the organization. I mean, they have so many rules and regulations they have to follow, and they do a really fine job.
And they have to do more of it because of the minors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely. That's it.
Layers.
Well, now, wait a second. Now, you guys have an event coming up on Thursday, don't you?
I thought you'd never ask. Yes, we do. We have our Juvenile Justice Commission annual awards banquet. And what we do is honor those agencies and individual people who work with young people in our community, either dependent children, foster kids, or kids who've gotten into trouble, delinquent kids. And we give them an award. We let them, it's nominated by a colleague of theirs or a boss of theirs or someone. And we give them an award, and just for one day, like you guys just did your Behind the Badge event, I think.
Yeah.
For one day, we just take people from probation, sheriff's department, police department. We have East County gang unit being honored. We have people from the public defender's office to just say, thank you so much. Here's a wonderful award. Say a few words. It's very elegant. It's done at the University of San Diego Center for Peace and Justice. We partner with Child Advocacy Institute there. It only costs $25. We basically pay for the meal. That's all we do. But it's just a great event. And this year we're honoring the Chargers outreach program, and in particular tackled DJ Fluker, who has done an incredible amount of volunteer work at Juvenile Hall, going in every week, talking to these guys.
Every
young
week?
Man, every week.
Wow.
Talking to these young men.
That's awesome.
And okay, here's this deal. Mm-hmm. You know, his backstory is pretty compromised.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But he made it.
Yeah.
And he's giving back, and so we're honoring him, so we're happy about that, too. So, great event. If anybody wants to check us out, what should they do, David?
What's the website?
There is no
here's
feasible
what you do.
Website.
You go to SanDiegoSportsDomination.com.
Thank you. Yes, SanDiegoSportsDomination.com. David will, that's his website. That's the best one to go to. Definitely send it out there. He's on Facebook as well, and Twitter, Instagram.
And then just search San Diego Juvenile Justice Commission or DJ Fluker in the tab, and you can get a hold of me and we'll give you all the information.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, that's great to see the Chargers doing that. You know, I mean, whether they stay here or not, that's good to see.
It's the
that
soft,
level.
There's the soft side of the Chargers we kind of forget about sometimes.
Exactly. Well, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, and I keep going back to Shelley because, I mean, I love her for everything that she does, her passion and her selflessness for the community. And I see a lot of that in Kevin Faulkner as well, all the things he's doing and just hitting those hard, you know, facts, those big old roadblocks and just going through them a little bit. His biggest thing was, you know, the thing that upsets him the most, or I guess the toughest thing, sorry, I didn't say upset, but it's just all the stuff you have to go through to get things done. You know, if you could just streamline things. You know,
yeah, I think that's the most of us are amazed by the glacial speed at which things move.
Yeah, exactly. When if you're talking about getting things done quick, it's Jeanette Lizarraga from AmeriFirst, and she's still with us, right, Jeanette?
I'm here, yeah.
Great. So, you know, one thing before we tab off here, people, right now I'm going to tell you as a top real estate agent in San Diego, the market is the best since it's been since 2008. The Great Recession that we've seen in our lifetimes probably, and right now is the best time to take advantage, whether you're looking to buy or sell or even refinance. And our lender, Jeanette Lizarraga, is the lady that you want to definitely get in connection with and contact and talk to her. And you can catch her text at 619-246-8946. That's right, Jeanette?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. Or you could catch her on my website because giving her email is way too long. CarlosGSD.com. We need to get her a short. We need to do like a short website. David, get on that for her. Okay. Get that on. You okay with that, Jeanette?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right. I just want to make sure of that because you definitely are amazing for your clients. And I can't wait to get some testimonials from your clients live on air. And Dr. Kathleen Edward, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Welcome.
You are amazing. Such a wealth of information. Talking Carlos Gutierrez, the truth here on 1170 AM. Everything about San Diego, because we love this place, and everything real estate in San Diego. People, thank you so much. We'll catch you next Tuesday, every Tuesday here, 7 to 8 o'clock live. Have a great week.
This program on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Allied Media Group.